Hello, it's the Ghost. Welcome to They Call Me the Ghost. If you're a fan of the strange but true happening in our world and the dark and mysterious goings-on, then you are in the right place. We have all heard those stories, the ones that, you know, you just can't believe. We think it's just a fun story, you know, someone's making this up. They're trying to scare you, but there's no way it really happened. And we naturally assume this when we hear things that actually scare us, because deep down, we're hoping that whatever it is really does not exist or didn't happen, because it's just too much to consider. Well, this share not only has the cop's claim of truth, there's also a movie that's been adapted from this situation. Like Amityville Horror, there was enough truth for them to make it into a movie. So, okay, picture, if you will, a man and a woman at home in Madrid, Spain. And when people that aren't from Spain think of Madrid, Spain, you maybe have a romantic view of what it all is, how exotic and far away and beautiful it must be. But this was not how it was for one real couple living in Madrid back in 1992. The police are there, they're in their station doing their thing, when they receive a call from a man who is terrified. His name is Maximo, and he's in a panic while trying to talk and tell police that he was being attacked, and so was his wife. She's with him. They don't know what it is, though. They don't know what's happening. All they could see were tall, shadowy figures. They're claiming it's not really a person. So if someone's being attacked in their home or it's being invaded, of course the police want to go. And so if it's a crime, they want to be there. But the fact that this guy's telling them it's these tall, shadowy figures has them questioning the situation overall. But in case there is a crime, the police still head out to their place. And upon arrival, they check all the usual things. Did someone break in? Any signs of that? No. Was anything taken? Well, no, not apparently. The house was actually very quiet, and the police, since they didn't find anything going on, they start to try to reassure Maximo and his wife that everything is okay. And while they're trying to calm him down, all of a sudden they're distracted by a very large noise that came from outside, a large banging on the porch. The police definitely heard it, so they thought something happened on the porch, and with things seemingly halfway okay inside, one of them goes out to investigate. While he does that, the others wait. And then all of a sudden, one of the officers catches a glimpse of movement and yells for everyone else to get out of the way. Right then, a cabinet swings open, narrowly missing their heads. So now you have the police standing there. They're checking everything out, but finding nothing. And so now with the cabinet, they're starting to think that maybe there's a joke happening on them. Knowing that people like to ambush the police and play jokes, they do consider that maybe that's what's going on here. And they inquire with Maximo and his wife, but the couple says they're not doing anything. They do share something, though. They tell the police that they used to have a daughter, and she lived until she was 18, until she passed away. That was just a few years earlier, and they share their thoughts that possibly she's come back to haunt them. And they go into more detail about their daughter, telling them that their daughter used to play with the Ouija board, like many teenagers, and that she even brought it to school once, but that didn't go over very well. They put their daughter in a very prestigious religious school, and by bringing in that Ouija board, it made her teacher very upset. So upset that she actually hit the Ouija board, destroying that little thing that moves around and keeps you in communication with those that have passed on. Not so strange, really, in just that story itself, but the weird part is that supposedly the students said they saw that when the Ouija board planchette was destroyed, a strange smoke was emitted from that little piece. And then they say that Maximo's daughter inhaled that smoke. Well, that's that. And still you're thinking, well, I'm not really sure anything happened. But the daughter goes home and she's telling her story, of course, upset that her Ouija board was broken, embarrassed that it happened in class. But that wasn't the worst of it. Maximo tells the police that his daughter started acting and getting very strange after that. Her mental health seemed to go downhill, and physically, she was going downhill as well. Their daughter was named Estania, and she started telling her parents, after this incident, that there were strange people in the house with them. She told them that she saw these people mostly at night when she was laying in bed. She was adamant that there were shadowy figures that would come out of the closet, come in the door, even crawl around her room, and sometimes grab at her while it was dark. Her parents thought that their daughter was going mad. They even brought her to a doctor to try to find out what could be going on. The doctor, he couldn't find anything wrong with her. So she was sent home to just continue living her life as usual. Her parents continued to watch her, but she kept declining. All the way until she actually died. And all of this, by the way, remember, unexplainable by doctors or anyone else. Soon after Estania's passing, her parents were in a traumatic state and things started happening in the house, and they started to think they were just going insane and too traumatized, but they got over that and actually started to believe that their house was haunted. They couldn't find any other explanation. So now, back to this night. They're all standing in Maximo's living room in Madrid, Spain. It's a regular night for everyone else, but not this couple. They have the police there. They're afraid of sounding completely crazy, but they are divulging what they know. And as the police are taking this all in amazement, they all start to hear these screams and there's banging coming from Estania's room. And remember now, the police are considering that all of this was a prank, stuff that's made up. So they were in a more relaxed state until all of this starts happening. Two policemen and Maximo rush over to the room. They go for the door. They open it up, but then they don't find anything in it. However, the screaming never stops. They start to notice things happening in the room also. Estania had a crucifix that she kept over her bed, but it was now in the middle of the floor. Where the crucifix was, the wall has now been scratched, big giant scratches dug through the plaster. Well, this puts the police back on high alert, and now they start searching the home. They're looking up and down and all around. They look everywhere, and they're trying to figure out where this screaming could be coming from. But even in their very detailed search, they find nothing. Then, as that starts to wind down on top of the screaming, pounding starts. They're hearing pounding hitting on all of the walls. One of the police officers finds a picture of Estania, the daughter. It was on the floor. They thought maybe it fell with all the banging, so he reaches down to pick it up, naturally. And as he does, he notices the picture looks okay. There's no damage to the frame. But then he looks at it more and he sees that there is something wrong with the picture itself. It was as if the actual picture had been on fire. It was burnt through. Well, he's staring at that, and the other officers are noticing other things happening, like with the furniture. They start to notice this crimson-colored gel-like substance all over the furniture, and nobody knew what it was. This was one of those situations that, even when you're there, nobody wants to address it as real. The police officers have no idea what to do. They're not actually finding out what's going on. So they kind of step back into police officer mode. They're completely freaked out, but they're not actually finding anything going on. What they went there for was a situation where this couple was being attacked. And that actual crime isn't happening, so it really is their window where they can leave. And so, as things die down, that's exactly what they do. They're not quite sure what to make of the situation, and neither are Maximo or his wife. And there really is nothing left to do but go. The couple knows it, the police officers know it, and this is a great story for a movie, right? Because this is exactly what happens in movies. These people are helpless. They're left to deal with a situation that they can't explain. They're kind of looking a little bit crazy, but the police officers saw something also, but there's really nothing they can do. So all they can really do is suggest that maybe if they really believe this house is haunted, that Maximo and his wife should move as soon as they can. And they actually do just that. They are so happy to be out of that house once they get moved that they do follow up with the police at a later time, reporting that as soon as they left, all the haunted activity stopped in their lives. These things are happening all the time, all over the world, and some are reported and some are left unreported to anyone because things like this night happen over and over again. People think you might be a little bit off, they can't find anything wrong, and there's nothing they can do but go. For this particular situation, however, there is an official police report, and it's filed with Extreme Events and states that the officers present, which mind you included the chief inspector of police, claimed and swore by the fact that they all witnessed this case, and they report that it was one of the eeriest unexplained cases in their police force history. The people that have seen the movie around this case, guys, well, you can check it out for yourself. It was put out by Netflix. It's called Veronica, and the reviews are saying that it's one of the most horrifying and terrifying movies they've ever watched. Does this creep you out? If you'd like to hear more creepy stories like this, let me know. And until next time, thank you for listening, and I will talk to you all soon.